Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Murdoku 80, Murder Mystery Logic Puzzles by Manuel Garand is a puzzle collection that combines Sudoku-style constraint placement with compact murder mystery deduction. Instead of filling a grid with numbers alone, solvers work with suspects, victims, weapons, objects, or scene elements, using visual and written clues to determine what belongs in each row and column. The book sits at the intersection of logic puzzle, illustrated activity book, and cozy crime game. Its purpose is not to present a continuous detective story, but to offer self-contained cases that can be solved through observation and elimination. The reported structure of 80 puzzles allows the book to function as a graduated training ground for deductive reasoning. I, with early challenges introducing the method and later ones requiring more careful management of constraints. Its appeal depends on the pleasure of turning a playful crime scene into a formal logic problem, making it especially relevant to readers who enjoy Sudoku, logic grids, and murder mystery themes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Sudoku placement rules transformed into crime scene deduction. The defining feature of Murdoku is its adaptation of Sudoku-style placement into a murder mystery framework. Traditional Sudoku asks the solver to distribute numbers so that each row, column, and region follows a non-repetition rule. This book replaces that abstract numerical task with thematic elements such as suspects, victims, objects, or other case-related categories. The result is still a constraint satisfaction problem, but the surface language changes the way the solver experiences it. A placement is no longer just a symbol in a square. It becomes a possible relationship within a fictional crime scene. This matters because it gives familiar logic operations a narrative purpose. Elimination, cross-checking, and contradiction testing remain central, yet they feel tied to solving a case rather than completing a numerical grid. The format also broadens the appeal of Sudoku mechanics for readers who might prefer story cues and visual settings over pure arithmetic abstraction. Its originality lies in preserving the rigor of rule-based deduction while changing the emotional frame from numerical completion to investigative discovery. Secondly, illustrated scenes turn observation into part of the logic system. Murdoku relies not only on written clues, but also on illustrated crime scenes that can contain meaningful visual information. This distinguishes it from many standard logic grid books, where all relevant data is usually delivered through sentences. In this format, the solver must inspect the scene as a field of possible evidence. Objects, positions, room features, decorative details, or contextual elements may become part of the deduction process. That visual component changes the skill being tested. The challenge is not only to apply formal rules, but also to decide which details deserve attention and how they interact with the grid. This makes the puzzles closer to a controlled detective exercise than a purely symbolic puzzle. The illustrations also help anchor the cases in varied settings, which reduces the monotony that can affect large puzzle collections. Because each scene can have a different arrangement and atmosphere, the solver receives a new interpretive environment rather than just another blank grid. The approach rewards careful reading of both image and text, making observation a logical tool rather than decorative background. Thirdly, progressive difficulty supports learning through repeated constraint management. The collection is structured around 80 puzzles, and its reported design moves from more approachable cases toward more complex challenges. This progression is important because the hybrid format asks solvers to learn more than one kind of rule at once. Early puzzles can introduce the basic expectation that each category must be placed consistently across rows and columns, while later puzzles can increase the number of dependencies, exceptions, or clue interactions. A gradual sequence helps the reader build a method scan fixed information, mark possibilities, eliminate contradictions, and revisit clues after each new placement. The value of this structure is cumulative. Solvers are not only finishing independent puzzles, they are training themselves to manage overlapping constraints more efficiently. Difficulty progression also gives the book a practical rhythm, allowing short sessions for simpler cases and longer concentrated sessions for later ones. Some readers may experience occasional difficulty spikes, which is common in logic puzzle collections, because a single additional constraint can sharply increase complexity. Even so, the graded format gives the book a clearer learning path than an unsequenced assortment of brain teasers. Fourthly, short case narratives give each solution a reason beyond grid completion. The murder mystery premise gives Murdoku a narrative reward that many conventional grid puzzles lack. Each puzzle functions as a compact case in which the solver works toward identifying the guilty party or reconstructing a key aspect of the crime. The stories are necessarily brief, since the main purpose is logical solving rather than extended fiction, but their presence affects motivation. A completed grid is not merely correct, it explains the case. This provides closure that is both logical and thematic. The cozy crime tone also softens the darker subject matter, making the book feel closer to a playful mystery activity than a grim crime text. Humor, unusual settings, and stylized scenarios can keep the material accessible for a broad puzzle audience. The narrative element also helps memory and engagement. A solver may remember a puzzle by its scene or case premise, rather than by its grid pattern alone. This makes the collection more varied and gives each puzzle a distinct identity, even though the underlying deductive operations remain consistent. Lastly, format limitations shape how the book is best used, because Murdoku is a printed puzzle book with visual scenes and working grids. Its physical format directly affects the solving experience. A puzzle that depends on illustration, notation, and repeated checking benefits from enough page space for clear viewing and pencil marks. If the book is less portable or the grids feel compact, it may be better suited to a table or desk than to casual travel use. This is not a flaw in the concept, but it is an important practical condition of the format. The same applies to solution support. Puzzle books often provide final answers, while step-by-step reasoning may be limited. For solvers who want to understand every deduction, brief solutions can make verification harder after an error. The best approach is therefore procedural use pencil. Mark candidates systematically, avoid guessing early, and return to visual clues whenever the grid stalls. The book rewards patience more than speed. Its design works best for readers who enjoy sustained logical tracking and are comfortable treating mistakes as part of the solving process rather than as interruptions. In conclusion, Murdoku is best suited to readers who already enjoy Sudoku, logic grids, deduction games, or light murder mystery themes, as well as to families or small groups looking for a collaborative puzzle activity. Its main practical benefit is the training of structured reasoning. Solvers must track categories, test implications, notice contradictions, and connect written clues with visual evidence. Intellectually, the book encourages disciplined observation. Details matter only when they can be linked to a rule. An attempting assumption must be rejected if it fails the grid. Compared with ordinary Sudoku books, Murdoku stands out because it gives abstract placement rules a narrative and visual purpose. Compared with traditional mystery puzzle books, it stands out because the solution depends on a formal grid system rather than intuition alone. This combination makes it accessible without making it formless. The reader is invited to think like a detective, but within a controlled structure where every correct answer should follow from evidence. Its limitations are those of the printed puzzle format. Some cases may require careful notation, and solution explanations may not satisfy readers who want a full walkthrough. Even so, the book occupies a distinctive niche by combining cozy crime atmosphere, illustrated clue hunting, and constraint-based logic in one repeatable format. If you would like to support Manuel Garand, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.